Chapter 1. Sunday evening, October 2nd, 1881, Beale Street, San Francisco. Mrs. O'Malley put down her sewing as she heard a key in the door to the tiny two-room flat, smiling as her oldest daughter, Bridget, who everyone called Biddy, swept in. "Oh, Ma, you made my favorite molasses cookies," Biddy said as she hung her hat and cloak on the peg by the door and made a beeline for the plate of cookies cooling on the old wooden kitchen table. "Did you have a good time with Mr. O'Doyle?" Mrs. O'Malley asked quietly, not wanting to wake her four boys who were asleep behind the curtain that turned a corner of the kitchen into a bedroom each night. Mrs. O'Malley had known and always liked Frank O'Doyle ever since the young man and Biddy were young scamps tearing around the neighborhood together. She had heard he now had a good job clerking in his uncle's grocery store north of Market. Her daughter hadn't mentioned him for some time. As a result, Mrs. O'Malley was pleased when Biddy told her of her plans to spend the evening with him this Sunday. Recently, her daughter had started going out on weekends with two of the young women she clerked with at the Silver Strike Bazaar. As far as Mrs. O'Malley could determine, this meant Biddy walked around Woodward's Gardens with her friends until some young men struck up a conversation with them and offered to treat them to dinner. Young men whose names and jobs remained a mystery. Biddy assured her this was a perfectly harmless way of spending an evening out, but Mrs. O'Malley worried. Biddy finished the cookie in two bites, then she said, "We went to the Chop House on Folsom and Ninth. Not much else is open on Sundays. Frankie sprang for a full dinner with all the trimmings. Good thing it wasn't raining, so we could walk back here instead of taking the omnibus. Otherwise, I might still be so stuffed I wouldn't be able to eat one of those cookies you made special for me. Oh, Ma, look what Frankie brought us." Her daughter pulled a string bag out of her purse and showed her three large, slightly bruised onions, an oddly shaped turnip, and two small tins of sardines, saying, "The tins got a little banged up. Look, they came all the way from France. He says as long as the cans aren't punctured, they're still good, but his uncle doesn't like to sell them that way." "That was kind of him." Mrs. O'Malley picked up the strip of dark pansy-colored satin she had been working on and began to sew the small neat stitches that created a ruffle for the bottom of a wealthy woman's fancy dress. Biddy added, "I told him I wished he was still working as a butcher's boy. A couple of pork chops would have been a treat. But then every stray dog in town would have followed me home. Why don't you put the sardines up on that top shelf? Your sister Alice has been going on about wanting something she calls high tea for her birthday treat. Read about it in one of her books. I believe if I make scones with clotted cream and mashed up those sardines and put them on those little crackers you bring home from the Silver Strike, that might just do." "That's a smart idea, Ma. All four of the boys will turn up their noses at it, but it will make her feel special." Biddy put the food away and then sat down on one of the benches around the kitchen table and reached out for a second cookie. "That's the last one, Biddy. There's just enough for everybody to have two for their school lunches tomorrow. That plus hard-boiled eggs and the last of the apples are going to have to do them. Always a bother when I get paid on Saturday night, with the groceries closed on Sundays. I'll do the shopping tomorrow morning, if you can drop off the washing on your way to work." Mrs. O'Malley worked nights, cleaning for the Sisters of Mercy at St. Mary's Hospital, a couple of blocks up on Rincon Hill. It was hard work that didn't pay all that well, but it was a welcome blessing for a widow with seven children to feed. When her husband died 4 years ago, she had needed to be able to stay home during the day with the three youngest, Alice, who was only four then, and the youngest of her two sets of twin boys, Callum and Connor, had just turned one. This was one of the only jobs that gave her that choice. She continued to do piecework as well to help pay the rent. Biddy nodded and then yawned. "Make sure I'm up by 5:30 then. Gives me time to bathe and press my blue dress before I leave. Need me to work on the second ruffle for a while before I go to bed?"